Moncrief on News Talk.
If you have a stray moment this evening, you should Google boogie bounce. You'll see a load of people on small individual trampolines bouncing and dancing in unison. Even looking at it is exhausting. And this weekend at Wellfest, Emma Weaver is hoping to organise the largest boogie bounce in Europe. Emma, good afternoon.
How are you, Sean? Thanks for having me.
When did you start doing this?
Oh my God, I did this maybe 20 years ago now.
Oh my God, so this isn't a new thing.
No, I know I look very young.
Yes, you do.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. So describe in your words what happens when people are doing this.
So do you know what? I think exactly that response there. People see a load of mini trampolines and adults kind of acting a bit unhinged and listening to rave tunes. We all look a bit crazy, and we are most of the time, but it's basically, it just gives you so much energy. It's so addictive. Like the minute you stand on that trampoline, pumping tunes. I was a bit of a raver back in the day. So this is like a healthy club night out. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bouncing, music, community, having fun. We do about like 30 minutes of just cardio to tunes and then 20 minutes of weight training at the end. So it's great fun.
Do you do weight training on the trampolines?
Kind of like sitting on them with dumbbells or kind of off. We incorporate the trampoline as well. So you get everything you need in like an hour.
Okay. But it looked from the videos I saw, it looked like people had learned because people were doing the same movements at the same time. So there must be an element to that.
Oh,
there?
Yes. So basically we do over like a 6-week period, we do like a choreographed routine. So I'll like create a routine to everybody and then they'll come in, they'll learn it over the 6 weeks, because if I was to change it every week, they'd be sick of me. So they get a chance to kind of learn the moves and enjoy it. And then we're all in unison and then we look really well together.
Yeah. And so how long would each kind of bouncing session last for? That's 30 minutes or so.
No, it's about, well, we do about 30 minutes of bouncing to music and then 20 minutes of like resistance training. So 50 minutes in total.
Right. But is the 30 minutes nonstop?
Oh, yeah.
Can you not stop to, you know, throw up maybe after 5 minutes?
Sometimes the girls run to the bathroom and I let them, do you know. Yeah. But no, it's, give them breaks. Now, I don't want to kill them sometimes. They'd probably tell the opposite. But I give them little breaks. But yeah, you're 30 minutes of dancing. Just enjoying yourself.
You'd have to be fit though.
Not really. And again, I get that a lot.
Go away.
You're coming down, Sean. You're coming down. I got to test you out.
No, I'd need to lie down if I walk there.
No, not at all. But you know, the great thing about it, it's low impact. So because you're on a mini trampoline, it actually takes a lot of the impact than say running or high intensity training, do you know? So, and you have a T-bar, so you can hold on for dear life, do you know that kind of way? And just take it at your own pace. It's not about getting it perfect. It's just having fun, moving the body, getting the energy, getting out of your head and just, you know, enjoying yourself.
And do people have to bring their own trampoline?
Oh, God, no. I wish. That would really help me tomorrow, actually, in Wellfest. But no, I have, God, I must have about 60 trampolines myself now.
Oh, my God, where do you keep them?
A lot of trampolines. I know, seriously, my partner's sick of seeing them. I keep them in the gyms that I teach from. So they let me store them there, thank you.
Okay. Are they expensive, these little trampolines?
Not too bad. I buy them in bulk from the UK. So they're not too bad. A couple of grand. But sure, then you have them for life and they're really durable as well. So it's good.
Yeah. But presumably you have to get to know not bounce too hard. Now, there is the bar you can hang on to, of course. But like do people, beginners, like go yoo-hoo, and then they're, you know, over the far side of the room kind of thing.
No, that would be great, though. No, I show them the basic bounce and they come in and I kind of give them the basics. And I'm always like, you know, the first class, there's a lot going on. Disco lights, me shouting at them on the mic, rave tunes. So, you know, they get a chance to kind of get comfortable. And then over the weeks, they learn it. And honestly, people pick it up like really, really quickly. Yeah. They love it.
So at Wellfest tomorrow, how many people do you want to be doing this at the same time?
So this is a huge moment. Like I'll probably cry on stage. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been 20 years kind of in the making for me, not to get personal or anything, but my family really encouraged me to get into this career. And then my mom, over the past couple of years, she got Alzheimer's. So I'm raging that she can't be here tomorrow now. It would have been such a moment for her. But it's also like a full circle moment just to get on that main stage, have 160 trampolines, I think 165 in front of us. There's 7 of us on the stage. And it's also a hybrid model. So I want everybody to join in. So even if you don't have a trampoline, I want you to dance along and so everybody can get involved. So I'm hoping to have about 500-600 people doing it all at once tomorrow.
And is this, do you know what the current record is or even if there is one?
Do you know what? There's definitely one in Mexico. I saw they had like thousands of them. But listen, I couldn't be getting 1,000.
No.
My partner would kill me.
No.
So there's no European one. No.
Okay, so there is... Oh, so you can set a record tomorrow.
I'm hoping.
No matter what happens.
Oh, I'm hoping. That'd
what's
be great.
What's the weather forecast for tomorrow?
I don't know. I've been praying to the gods. Please don't rain. There'll be some vision if it is raining, but anyway.
Yeah, and so but you're bouncing as well. There's a few of you up on the stage. And so people are following you kind of thing.
There's literally me. There's five of us on the trampolines in a wing formation. So
yeah.
It's going to look fabulous. And then two girls on either side doing the floor-based version. So it means if you're looking at the stage, you can still join in. I want it to be really inclusive, that everybody can just move and have fun. And again, as I said, you don't have to be doing the moves. Just bounce and enjoy the music.
Yeah. Have you ever done it where you're kind of leading a session and you've fallen off or done it wrong?
Are you trying to kill me for tomorrow morning? It's going to happen tomorrow. I'm going to do a leap and fall off the stage and break my neck.
Oh,
it's one
wow.
way to go. It's one
okay,
way to go.
Okay, well, that's maybe worth the ticket for Wellfest. No, it's not. Emma, best of luck with that.
Thanks,
and
Sean.
Congratulations in advance for setting a European record.
You're so good.
That's Emma Weaver there. She will be at Wellfest tomorrow afternoon.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.